Kawasaki Terex H2 recall update. The Kawasaki Terex H2 side-by-side ATV has been at the center of attention for several months now, as it faces an ongoing recall due to issues with its CVT transmission. The recall, which was first announced in 2022, affects a total of over 9,000 units in the United States. This number is significant, considering that Kawasaki is one of the leading manufacturers of off-road vehicles in the country. The fact that so many units are affected by this issue raises concerns about the reliability and durability of the CVT transmission in these models. The recall was initially issued to address a problem with the CVT's hydraulic system, which can cause the transmission to malfunction or fail. In some cases, this has resulted in damage to other components of the vehicle, leading to costly repairs for owners. Kawasaki has since expanded the recall to include additional models and variants, further emphasizing the severity of the issue. As a result of the ongoing recall, Kawasaki has announced that it will be stopping sales of affected models until further notice. This decision is likely aimed at preventing any potential harm to customers who may purchase these vehicles in the future. By halting production and sales, Kawasaki can ensure that the necessary repairs are made to all affected units before they hit the market. The recall has also sparked a wider debate about the reliability of CVT transmissions in off-road vehicles. While some manufacturers have touted the benefits of CVT technology, including improved fuel efficiency and smoother shifting, others have raised concerns about its durability and performance in demanding conditions. In recent months, there have been several high-profile incidents involving faulty CVT transmissions in off-road vehicles. These incidents have led to calls for greater regulation and testing of CVT components, as well as increased scrutiny of manufacturers' quality control processes. As Kawasaki works to resolve the issue with its Terex H2 models, it is also facing pressure from owners who are seeking compensation for their affected vehicles. Many owners have reported experiencing problems with their transmissions, including failure, slipping, and hesitation. The recall has significant implications for Kawasaki's reputation in the off-road vehicle market. As one of the leading manufacturers of side-by-side ATVs, Kawasaki relies heavily on its brand reputation to drive sales and customer loyalty. Any further issues or recalls could potentially damage this reputation and harm the company's bottom line. In the meantime, Kawasaki is working closely with regulatory agencies and independent testing organizations to identify the root cause of the problem and develop a solution. The company has also established a dedicated hotline for owners who are affected by the recall, providing them with information and support as they navigate the repair process. As the situation continues to unfold, it remains to be seen how long Kawasaki will take to resolve the issue with its Terex H2 models. One thing is certain, however, the company's commitment to quality and customer satisfaction must be re-examined in light of this ongoing recall.